Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we have answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin. Welcome to another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once more to answer those questions is Bella Chair, Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, it's great to see you. Thank you very much for coming back on the show.
Oh, Bill, it's my pleasure. We got more questions to answer.
Well, this is a leadership question, and it reads, how do I onboard a new senior ethics and compliance team member?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question because a timely one, because we are seeing so much change in roles in the ethics and compliance community. I cannot log into LinkedIn these days without seeing at least three or four job announcements, right? People are a lot of change is happening right now in terms of people's roles. So if you are in a position where you've recently added to your team, you may well be sitting there going, okay, hired this professional, they've got a great background, where do I start? And I've got a couple of thoughts on this one. If you've done a recent risk assessment, I would start there, because particularly the question said senior ethics and compliance team member. And so that is going to be somebody who's going to be very involved in strategy. That's going to be somebody that's going to be very involved in all of the different aspects of planning and executing on the ethics and compliance program, presumably based on the, you know, including senior in the question. So looking at risks, business strategy, right? As Matt Galvin said at the Global Ethics Summit, one of the primary things a compliance professional needs to understand is how their company makes money, because that's where a lot of the risk lies. So it's going to be as much about orienting them to the business as it's going to be about orienting them to the program. And a recent risk assessment, business strategy, five-year plan, product roadmap, right? Those are all going to be kind of key documents that you want to make sure are part of the process. And then the other thing is, you know, getting that person out there so they start to build relationships and learn the business as well. So those would be a couple of my kind of immediate thoughts. If you've got somebody who's coming in, maybe, and this is another trend we're seeing, Bill, which I love, this senior ethics and compliance person was a senior person somewhere else in the business that is newish to ethics and compliance, right? So we're definitely seeing people being brought in with different backgrounds. They've got an operations background, they've got an IT background, they've got a supply chain background. And then it's really about teaching them the discipline, not the business. And so if that's kind of the direction you're in, then, I mean, my go-to all the time is the DOJ's evaluation of corporate compliance programs and the documentation that goes along with that. But HHSOIG has come out with really good guidance on what a good program looks like. The new Australian Adequate Procedures guidance is really good. It's very straightforward, well-written. So there's lots and lots of different kind of documentation and resources that you can look at. So a little bit of it depends on, are you onboarding a senior ENC person that's new to the business? Or are you onboarding a senior business person that's new to ENC? It's going to be, you're going to start from different places depending on the circumstances.
Now, if I can ask you a follow-up question, I'd like to dive deep into culture a little bit. And this is something that's a topic near and dear to both of our hearts. We talk about it a lot on the show. Ethisphere talks about it a lot. It's crucially important to the ENC function. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about a senior ENC team member. So presumably they've done a great deal of work on the ethical culture or whatever organization they were at previously. That strikes me as a possible vector for having a little bit of extra baggage in terms of maybe things you have to unlearn or things you would love to impart upon your new workplace that may be a challenge or an opportunity. So I'm just kind of curious, you know, from your standpoint, that proximity to culture that you get by being a senior ENC leader, do you have any advice or any thoughts on how to broach that particular topic and, you know, make sure that that's not a challenge, that it is an opportunity, and that's a way to go from strength to strength as you're going from one team to another?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Bill. And I wouldn't have really thought about it from a baggage perspective. I would think about it more from a lessons learned kind of perspective. But I do think it's a fair point. You know, for those of you out there who are familiar with our Ethitunes, which is our line of cartoons that we work on with the New Yorker cartoonists. My new favorite at the Tune is on the one side, you have some of the Monopoly game figurines. You've got the car and the hat and you know, the horse. And then on the other side, you have a couple of chess pieces. And the tagline on the cartoon is, maybe at your former employer, you were allowed to move diagonally.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And so I do think there's that element of, you know, helping that new team member start fresh, helping that new team member, you know, potentially figure out what are the things that from their prior experience that they are trying to hold on to and what are the things that they need to let go of. And I do think that's absolutely something that you need to give some time and energy to, almost doing sort of a debrief of, you know, what worked, what didn't work with the program that they had been involved in previously, what were the lessons learned and what do we need to leave behind?
Erica, once again, thank you so much for coming onto the show and thank you for lending your insights and understanding on this question and in general to the Bella and the ENC community. I know everybody really appreciates it when you come on the show.
Well, Bill, it's 100% my pleasure. As I have often said, I nothing makes me happier than seeing a Bella Asks calendar invite drop on my calendar, because I know it means we are still getting questions and you and I get to have another conversation.
To learn more about Bella, please visit ethisphere.com/Bella to request guest access to our member resource hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you would like answered on Bella Asks, be sure to use the Bella Concierge service and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.